The feast that we celebrate today is perhaps the oldest feast that concerns the New World. The Western Hemisphere, which was, as we see in the collect of today's Mass, referred to as the Indies. They were the West Indies, but not just the islands around Puerto Rico and Hispaniola and so forth, but the whole Western Hemisphere was referred to as the West Indies, because everyone thought that they had discovered some part of India on the way around, which they did not go all the way around. Later on, that would happen by another Portuguese sailor. And so, the first saint of the Indies is this young woman who was born of an impoverished noble family. Of course, many impoverished noble families at that time came to the New World to make money, because there was gold and silver coming out of the Indians' ears, they thought. Of course, it wasn't, but there was a lot, quite a lot. Now it's all in Russia. The horrible, demonic communists between 1926 and 1939 so gave it all to Russia, to Soviet Stalinist Russia, which most people don't know. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in gold bullion and in silver bullion, which was taken away from us, including from my family. And so that's the way it goes, you know. Do not put your trust in gold or princes, says the scripture. And so the family of Isabel, who was at her crib, nicknamed by one of the family friends, she is as beautiful as a rose. And after that, she was called Rose. They came to the New World and they settled in what was then the capital of the New World, which was not Mexico City, was not Havana, it was Lima, Peru. That was the capital of the New World, as established by the Queen of Spain, Venerable Isabel I. So anyway, when she was born, everyone knew that would be something special. When she became a teenager, and this was about the time that girls are given in marriage in the old days, and I remember my own grandmother, and it wasn't that long ago, she married at 15 and had her first child of 13 at 16. So these things in the Spanish world, the Catholic world, did happen, and very, very wisely so. But anyway, the parents wanted to marry her to some rich nobleman and improve the lot that they had. But little Rose, little Isabel, had a calling from God that she would not trade for all the gold in the world. She was very beautiful, even at that stage. And so the first thing she did was she would put red peppers on her cheeks to make them break out and make her ugly. And then she cut her beautiful hair off. And until recently, women never had short hair. That was for men only. Women had long hair. That woman's hair is her crowning glory, the scripture says. And so she cut her hair, and then she decided to join in the same way as St. Catherine of Siena and become a tertiary of the Dominican order, which she did. In the meantime, she started to do many, many penances, many hours of prayer. She knitted and sewed and embroidered to make money for her family. And she moved out of the big house, which was very beautiful and comfortable, even in their impoverished state. And she lived in a little hut in the garden that was for the tools. But she put a little cot in there, and that's where she lived, with all the insects and rodents and everybody else. And it was perhaps in this stead that she became very good friends of the other two saints that God arose in that wondrous city of Lima, Peru, at that very same time. The first archbishop, who would come and visit her oftentimes and blessed her with all that. And then, of course, the very famous Dominican brother, Saint Martin de Porres. And of course, one of the things that they both have in common is that they sometimes bilocated to other places to help people who needed their help. So it wasn't until Saint Pius of Pietrelcina that this happened. Many, many, many saints had this great privilege of bilocation. And so in the meantime, many, many people came to her, and many people were healed, many people heard, their prayers were heard, all kinds of miracles. And so, of course, we pray to her with great devotion. Of course, many people think, incorrectly, perhaps it was the Irish priest's fault, who did not study their theology or their hagiography well enough. They thought that Santa Rosa County and everything that is in it, including our St. Rose of Lima Church in Milton, was dedicated to St. Rose of Lima. Well, when that was founded, St. Rose of Lima was not even dead yet. It was to St. Rose of Viterbo, an Italian rose, not a Dominican rose. She was a nun, but not a Dominican, that it was dedicated. But nevertheless, everybody still seems to like, you know, people like mythology, and they still have not given it up. But she is not the patroness of Santa Rosa County or anything else named Santa Rosa, except the church, which is called St. Rose of Lima. But that has nothing to do with the county. So, of course, St. Rose of Lima is very popular and preponderant here in this area of the world of Northwest Florida. And so we give thanks to God for all the many blessings. And today, in a very special way, we have another connection with the Dominican nuns. Not a third order this time, but nuns. A brother Jake, on his way up to the seminary, at my recommendation, stopped and paid a visit to the cloistered Dominican nuns in Marbury, 10 miles or so north of Montgomery. And he spent time there in their chapel, and hopefully he had a very good visit with them. Of course, in addition to that, which I have not mentioned, I've known about it for a few days, when Brother Jake's brother and sister-in-law, and they were just married, I can't remember the exact day. Oh, it was May 13th. How can I forget? That's why I couldn't go. I had to choose you instead of them. So several weeks after they were married, and then a little bit later, they found out that Brother Jake is going to be an uncle. So by the grace of God, prayers are answered. And I told them, you know, I told the wife, God wanted your husband to be a priest, and he chose you instead. You stole him from her. You have to produce a priest for Our Lady. And so they had nothing else to do but smile. Thank God for WhatsApp. Anyway, may our Lord bless them and bless the little baby. Maybe he'll be a young, a little baby boy, and he will be a priest, another priest for that family. So we pray to Almighty God, and we pray for our Dominican sisters who pray for us continuously. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And of course, I remind you that tomorrow we have